Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna Devaishnavas, good morning. So it's Tuesday, 4th of December, and we have topical class. By mercy of Yadunandana Maharaj, I ask to say a few words about one very interesting topic. I hope it's going to be properly presented, because topic can be very fine and refined and noble, but if speaker is not able to convey the message, so it's a little bit not the best. So I would like you to give me the blessing, especially senior Vaishnavas, because without blessings we cannot do anything. And that's the essence of Krishna consciousness. On one side we have to endeavor, we have to do our best, but in the same time, if we are not getting empowerment, our endeavors are going into the vein and we are not able to give substantial output. So, thank you. We will not read the verse. I was thinking, Jai Radha Gopinatha, whatever verse I pick up is going to be like bias. So, I will definitely refer to Shastra and to Bhagavad Gita, but I would like to start with just one small question. When you read Krishna consciousness and social responsibility, is there any model? Is there any reference in Shastra? Is there any particular pattern? You can think about certain polarity which we heard in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Bhagavad Gita, which is able to reflect two sides, Krishna consciousness and social responsibility. Any idea? Students, yes, to last Priya. Yes, please, just be free. Yes, definitely. But is there any particular terms we are using? Yes, exactly. It's the same. Something else still. I guess when you hear it, you will be... I will try to explain what I meant with. It's achar and prachar. That's a very interesting point. Achar means our Krishna consciousness, our depthness and consciousness of Krishna. But at the same time, prachar meaning going, communicating message of Krishna consciousness. And more or less, reference is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Haridas Thakur. And what Chaitanya is saying? Chaitanya said, you have both sides. Some people are able to practice properly, but they are not able to communicate message of Krishna. And some of them are good preachers, good in social dealing, good in outgoing, but maybe their practice and integrity is not together so much. But he said, Haridas Thakur, you are having both. So today we are speaking, in fact, about those two aspects. About our practice, what Krishna consciousness is on individual, community level, organizational level, temple level, and what's our outgoing, what's our social interaction in community, relationship in a community, but also how do we interact with the society. And I would like to start with one quote of Srila Prabhupada. I got it from Akura Prabhu. Akura Prabhu is not here with us today, but that's a wonderful quote, and I posted yesterday on Facebook, and I got so many likes, so I guess you will also like that quote. That's the guarantee. Quote is somewhere here. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada is writing a letter, last day of 1972. And that's a letter to Sankarshan Prabhu. I guess Sankarshan Prabhu, one who we know, who is traveling as Adhikari. And Srila Prabhupada is writing next. The highest development of Krishna consciousness understanding will be when you are able to give anyone the truth, but in a such a manner that they will respond in a positive way. So that's the quote of Srila Prabhupada, which is more or less embodying those two aspects. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that highest development, so it means there is gradation of development of presentation of Krishna consciousness, interacting in a society. But Srila Prabhupada said the highest one is if we are, as individuals, we as organization, are able to go forward and move society, move people in a which way? In positive way. So that's very important how Srila Prabhupada is, this is such a powerful quotation. So we can interact, we can preach, we can, but it can be negative. So Kamsa was very preacher, but he was definitely very negative about Krishna. So also, that's meditation, at least meditation I'm having when I'm speaking about social responsibility. And that can be like a golden tagline of the topic, that Srila Prabhupada is saying, you are interacting with the society, but in a positive way. Way you are able to get that positive impulse. That's amazing, powerful statement. So, recently, in connection with that, I was witnessing some email communication as a secretary for EuroGB. I'm getting so many things, and I have to somehow properly channelize. So some devotees were criticizing our prominent preachers. Why do they interact with the Mayavadis? Why do they interact with yogis? Some names were mentioned. Why they interact with the famous Kirtaniyas? Why do they interact? Because they are like a poisons. It means you interact them with them and you become contaminated. So those devotees were quoting quite number of shastras saying it's wrong. So my duty was to communicate with those respected persons who are the most prominent in our society in outgoing and moving Krishna consciousness in a secular society and pulling those people in a favorable way. So I wrote one of them and I asked him, what should I reply? Because it's quite becoming serious, especially on Indian subcontinent. And the reply I got, I would like to quote you because Maharaj wrote, I should also, if needed, to communicate this. So a person wrote me like this, referring to the accusations. Why do we interact with the people who are maybe not so much into the Krishna consciousness? All we want, okay, reply is 2 months ago, three. All we want is to spread the holy name to everyone, and we want to bring people to respect and learn from Srila Prabhupada's exalted teachings. The reason why preachers, in rare cases, join famous people on stage is to sow the seed of Krishna consciousness into an audience which would not gather for them alone. So Maharaj is saying, what we are doing, we are having friendship with someone, and that those personalities, by their influence, are pulling in some people who are favoring them. And then Maharaj is continuing. Sometimes for preaching, Prabhupada also invited people on stage who were not exactly following all the details of Krishna conscious sadhana. If you feel it is necessary, you can send my answer to you, to concerned devotees. So more or less, this statement is very much in alignment with which we are reading now. We read from Srila Prabhupada how to interact with the outer society and then get the favor, impulse and favor response from them. So I think it's very important just to frame the topic and what we are speaking today. But of course, speaking about social responsibility. It's a big term. Social responsibility, it's a term. It's a business philosophy. It's also a philosophy of life. It's also practice in many organizations, which is old, maybe half a century. Social responsibility, so-called CR. And then in a business world, we have organizational social responsibility, so-called corporal CSR. So that term, more or less, and social responsibility deals the ways how entity is dealing with the outside world. And that's a big concern. As you may know, usually in a business environment, companies are always concerned only about the profit. That was the more or less the model we know from before. Create the profit, and that's the way how it is. But then people become aware that resources taken from the planet Earth are much bigger and higher than planet is able to generate. So more or less, then people started to bring in philosophy, it's not only for money. Whatever we are doing, it's not only for profit. Try to benefit others. So social responsibility is more or less deals with the way how the entity, it can be individual, it can be organization, it can be family, it can be organization, how benefit the outer society. And we can think about our entity, Radhadesh, how do we benefit outside society? That's the social responsibility. And I would just like to bring something which I did for my business study, recent business study, is that there are many now movements in a world which are dealing with those areas. It's not that organizations, entities are there just to exploit. No, they now start, in addition to profit, which is still there, we have now so-called triple bottom model. It means that PPP, so-called model, in addition to profit, organizations are dealing also with the people, with the planet. That's one of the model, which is very important. So people, society is much more aware how do we communicate and what do we do with our own people, with people outside, and how do we deal with the resources coming from planet Earth. There is also something called conscious capitalism. Dinesh Prabhu is not here. I guess he was, and he's aware of it. Conscious capitalism is something else coming in a modern world, and many business people, business academia is dealing with conscious capitalism, even to the extent that they start their conferences by meditations, and they say it's not only about profit. It's about the consciousness and the higher goal. Profit and business, whatever we are doing, is just a part, fragment of our way of dealing. And that's the way how they conduct their business philosophy and how they move forward their organization. So it's higher. And they realize it's not just about the money. Money is just one of the elements, but something higher is in the picture. We are part of something bigger, better. And so those are few of the models which modern organizations are having. One recent is also not just for profit way of thinking. So again, and I guess all of the models are applicable for us. We are definitely not conducting our operation just for profit. Of course, we would like to get benefit and be able to move our organization, either Radhadesh, Eastern Europe or Bhaktivedanta College, but in the same time, we are having noble goals, and we are part of the higher picture. So all that is fitting into the question of social responsibility. So asking the question, is social responsibility something which is relevant for devotees? Is something relevant for our society? Yes, answer is absolutely. That's very relevant, although sometimes we are having misunderstanding thinking because we are dealing with Krishna who is absolute truth, then ultimately we are not concerned with the dealings of this world. So we just want to conduct our business and whatever and however other react, it's fine because they will be ultimately benefited. But no, that's not the case. We should be aware and concerned how others are perceiving us, and are we able to communicate message of Krishna consciousness in a proper way. And more or less, that's the reason why we have only two ways how we deal with the social responsibility practically. One is that we don't care about social responsibility, so we are just doing our business, we are distributing books by hook or crook, and that's one of the ways. And we can refer to Srila Prabhupada, that's also possible. As Srila Prabhupada say, in a quotation I gave you, Prabhupada said, they will not respond maybe in a positive way, but that's still Krishna conscious activity. Or we can also do it in a way that we get positive response from the society. And of course, then we can now question, if we are not concerned about social responsibility, why is it so? One way can be that just we are completely absorbed into transcendence. So we are not caring about way how we are perceived. And we can also draw from Shastric reference. For instance, Shukadeva Goswami was one of those cases. You know, people were thinking he's crazy. But most of us are not on that platform. Ultimately, we can learn from our experience and see maybe that we were not conscious and aware how to present Krishna consciousness in a proper way. In a way, it's relevant for the outside society. Is it okay for now? I'm not speaking something which is not understandable. So what I wanted to say that a message we are doing and we are communicating is it should be relevant for people, should be understandable for people, and that's our responsibility. And that's ultimately, according to Srila Prabhupada, the highest way how can we distribute message of Krishna consciousness. Now, question, what do you think, if is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is he social responsible? Well, we have to start with top. Any idea? Madhagopal Prabhu? Yes, Janardhan Prabhu. Is Krishna social responsible? Does he care? Or his transcendental autocrat, as Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, who is just doing his stuff? All right. So Krishna cares. Yadyadyacharati shtastadadevatarajana has said pramana kulute loka stad anu vartate. Someone opposing, someone is saying Krishna is not socially responsible. Yeah. That's one of the arguments academics are fighting with, you know, Krishna. Yeah, that can be counter-argument. Yeah, ultimately, yes, Mahalakshmi.
But those wives, they actually asked him to marry them because no one else
would marry them. Ah, so that's justified. Krishna is still social responsible. Okay, so that's fine. Counter-argument, Tulasi, then Janashtami. So, Krishna. Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible Krishna. So that's social responsibility. He said, okay, let us conclude with Maharaj. Maharaj. That's anyway. That's also India. In India, whatever happening is there. Well, ultimately, Krishna's. So it's a difference. Krishna is transcendental autocrat. I guess we had now pro and cons. Krishna is socially responsible, and as Janmashtami Prabhu pointed at verse 321, whatever great personalities are doing, common people are following. Then Krishna is continuing in that line, and Krishna is saying in 322, O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor I am in want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything. And then Krishna is saying, and I am engaged in prescribed duties. So Krishna said, I don't have any need, but still I'm engaged. And Krishna is continuing, for if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds will be put to ruination. I will be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I will thereby destroy the peace of living beings. So what Krishna is saying, yes, he is very much socially responsible, and he is performing his duties. He is aware and conscious of others, how others are perceiving him, and he is trying to do that in a way that is conducive and properly presented for them. And of course, we can now draw reference to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami that even those exalted souls who are above sadhana level, who are just, you know, merged in bhava and prema, they are still performing their prescribed duties for the sake of others. So, ultimate conclusion is, yes, we should show the example, we should do things according to the proper level that we can show the role models. Yes, Prabhu. Goshtakur, right? Hare Krishna.
Another way Krishna was responsible for the welfare of the people of the world is that he removed all the atheist leaders of the world, assembled them, sending them on the earth for shipping, destroying all of the atheistic leaders of society, and putting his devotees in charge.
Yeah, ultimately modern social responsible filters are going to question what Krishna did. He killed. But anyway, we can say also Krishna is the supreme, so his authority is the ultimate and actions are ultimate. But I want to bring to your attention something else, which is coming from social responsibility. We know it's important, it's irrelevant. So as it is usually happening in a world, some people are cheating based on social responsibility. It's a way of marketing, it's a way of propaganda, it's a way how do they hide their mispractice. You know, I'm doing something bad, but what I'm going to do, I will go outside and I will do some benefit. And I have to now point to one, I hope they will not mind, to one organization called McDonald's. And they just now, first neighbor, by the way, in Marsh, they have a beautiful place now, just after Carrefour, newly opened a few months ago. So, I will just read what's... they had beautiful website about social responsibility, exactly. McDonald's social responsibility. And everything is in green. Everything is nice, like heavenly. Nice green color. I don't know how they connect yellow logo with the greenery, but anyway, that's the green website. And what they write there is interesting. They say like this: our sustainability efforts ensure that our business practices and policies continue our rich heritage of making a positive impact on society. So they say we are making positive impact on society, and they have four pillars of success. First one is we are doing what is right. We are committed to be a good neighbor. Now, also with us, we are nearby. We want to do business ethically. That's third, their pillars. And the fourth one, we are doing everything with dignity and respect. And amazing enough, this is Kali Yuga. So whoever preaches his message or her message is in a way, it's notable in the media, in propaganda, they win the race. So McDonald's is by many accepted by social responsible organization. Why? Because they are doing right, they are good neighbors, they are ethical, and just, you know, such a way how to conduct the business. So you can see that's the one extreme, how you can go. And you can just do things wrongly, but you are hiding yourself behind. And ultimately, I will close with speaking about McDonald's. They had many court cases. They lost because unethical practice towards their employees, because people are getting cancer eating that food. That's a common thing. But still, because they are investing so much into those areas, social responsibility, they are just doing that in a way like they are doing what society is expecting from them. They are good fellows. and they are able to expand. So that's Kali Yuga. So just to make you aware. But what's important for us as a devotees is question. Are we good in social responsibility? Are we social responsible? What do you think? In short, non-discussion, just are we or nairi? Is ISKCON social responsible? Is ISKCON caring how people are perceiving our actions? Is ISKCON society in general intentively moving forward the positive message that we are making positive impact, relevant impact to the present society? Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, we have to call for you because you are the one who is responsible. Yes or no? Yes. Historically, what do you think? You're absolutely right, and you gave also an overview of what happened with our society. Well, ultimately, not much in the beginning years. And Mukunda Maharaj is writing a paper in 1993 speaking exclusively about social responsibility. And what Maharaj is writing, it was for ISKCON Communication Journal. Maharaj said, in this essay, we would like to focus on social responsibility, which is an element which we have perhaps not really thought about very much as a society. So Maharaj, when Maharaj is saying perhaps, it means we didn't. We didn't care how we are perceived. We were just doing our things and we were dealing with the things Sri Chaitanya Prabhu just now said. We were trying to establish our society and somehow be on the ground. And then Maharaj is moving forward. Maharaj is saying, question is, how we are improving the quality of life? That's one of the questions in social responsible area. People want to know what we have to offer and how do they benefit. So that's more or less the summary of what Maharaj is saying. And we can also now reason why we didn't do that properly and why we did. Well, ultimately we were maturing. But we are happy to, well, there are a few reasons why we didn't. We were not maybe so mature, we were young, we were misunderstanding the philosophy. That's one of the aspects which I think we are failing so much. We were cutting ourselves from the world we are living, we were trying to be island. And that's the first opposing component of social responsibility. We have to understand that we are part of this world. Maybe we can perceive us, we are not. But somehow we have to find a way how to interact with the society. We are not an island. We have to interact. And our policies historically were that we were trying to grab something from the society, take the resources, criticize them, and not to offer positive alternative. That was more or less like an extreme presentation. We were trying to push them, hit them, give them books. But ultimately, then when we were on another age, what we are able to offer, even to our member, we were not so established. So that's a big weakness, which was and which is happily now very much rectified. And we are also happy to witness many practices in the present society of ISKCON, how we are evolving, how we are now part of this world, but in a positive way. We are engaging society, we are not antagonistic towards society. And I will draw your attention for and towards examples of the UK model, what devotees are doing there. How nicely they are respected in a social realm. How their activities are respected by the government. Not in extent that society is financing our activities. So they recognize how beneficial our organization Yes. Okay, we are not acting there under the name of Islamic society, but still it's different name, but more or less the goal is same. They are worshipping Krishna, Balaram, and they are respected and funded by the government. So that's an extremely positive way and role model we can follow. And I'm sure that many others will follow that model. So we are now just evolving as a society. We are not fighting with someone out there. No, we are just applying Yukta Vairagya model. And that's the model when we are looking for the practices in our world. We are looking what people are doing, and we are just adding Krishna. Very simple. And that's the natural way how society can grow, how society can be established. And that's the, happily, also a role model and way how Bhaktivedanta College is doing. We just want to establish young intellectuals, professionals, who are going to engage in the world in a positive way. They will not having conflict with the world that we are having, inherit duality and polarity, matter and spirit. No. Just in an intelligent, conscious way, we will just want to engage with this world and move it on a higher level, with a higher consciousness. So that's more or less what's the goal. And that's the reason why, just to reflecting to the outer society, outside society, they are looking, what do we do? What's the benefit? So when we have projects like Goshala, when we have projects like Food for Life, Jai Radha Gopinath, they see we are doing something tangible. And they can relate to them. So that's very important that we as a society are having those activities and moving them ahead, just making those people favorable towards our action. Okay, I think I will say just few concluding words. What if we are failing? What if we are failing on an individual level? What if we are failing as a devotee in terms of service? What if fail in a realm of family, if we are changing the partners, divorcing? What if we are doing some mispractice which is not so great? What do we do? If happen, for instance, in terms of social responsibility. Oh, except two of you, maybe someone else. Rasa Mandala Prabhu. Thank you. I guess you heard it? You did. Yeah, I would say something in that line, definitely. We have to recognize, and somehow it should at least bring a certain initial humility. Socially speaking, our society did definitely some mistakes historically, and that can bring us first step of humility, which is door towards knowledge, and then rectify that and try to move ahead, but without arrogance. Unfortunately, sometimes and too often we are too critical towards society and someone somewhere outside, but unfortunately we are not able to show and offer positive alternative. That's a big issue for us. And till the moment we are not able to offer positive practice and alternative, which is healthy, we have to be more calm and humble. And that's one of the ways. And I just want to mention you, or maybe not. I had one practice of wrong example of wrong practice, but maybe it's not relevant at the moment. So I would just like now to close the presentation. So what we spoke today is about Krishna consciousness and social responsibility, starting with the Achara and Prachara model. We heard about Srila Prabhupada's statement, how is it possible to positively impact and get invoke positive feedback from the society, and that's the highest way of understanding of Krishna consciousness. But also it's possible to negatively affect society, and that can also be conditionally saying Krishna consciousness. We are aiming for positive impact, and then we were drawing something and we were trying to see some models how that practice is done, and we touched a little bit of our history, how we did and where are we at the moment. So that's more or less everything. If you have comments, questions, be free to ask now. If Rami Prabhu. Is it useful?
Yeah.
In which sense?
Well, our own society, and just, I don't know, because we say the experience that society outside is more or less like wrong people and so many maskas. And I'm wondering if it's very kind of useful to go actually with them.
Well, thank you. That's a question. We and them. Well, ultimately, personally, I can tell you now, from a social point of view, social responsibility, there is no question we and them, because interaction is always there. Relationship is always there. You cannot cut yourself from anything and anywhere. You are not an island, secluded. We are breathing with a society. So it's up to us how we are going to interact individually and groupally, as a common consciousness, as an entity. Do we want to somehow engage with them and try to positively involve society, or we just think that they are off and we are right and we are doing our way and we don't care? But ultimately, according to the social responsible model, that's not the most beneficial, because we are cutting our strength. We are alone. And I can just now give you one example. Not only outer society, secular, but also some spiritual groups we are dealing with. We are cutting ourselves from them. I was witnessing many years ago one Sunday feast. It is an example which is strong, but ultimately it's an example. I guess it's going to stick to our mind. We had bhajans. It was in Croatia capital city. And there are many devotees. More than 100 are coming for Sunday feast. So one sannyasi was giving, we were having bhajans, and in a break, we heard Satya Sai Baba yoga group, they were also doing Hare Krishna. They were singing Hare Krishna. And it's not the outer society, they are also spiritualists. And then that preacher said, this is not going to help them. And the devotees were laughing. But ultimately, what we did with that, he said, this is not going to help them. This is not going to help them. And 100 people heard. Many of them were newcomers. So it's going to immediately send the message, ISKCON, Satya Sai. And instead of giving certain positive approach and saying, okay, oh, look, and they're then nicely singing and they are chanting the Hare Krishna. And ultimately, what happened then, many devotees, many guests heard that and they communicated that to the another group, and imagine what a havoc is created just because of that misunderstanding. Instead of engaging them properly and saying, oh, maybe we can sing Hare Krishna together. So regarding that outer society, you see, even on a much closer organizations, we are cutting off our energy field, cutting our off social strength. What about other Gaudiya group? We are cutting ourselves from them, and that's the reason why we are not able to move forward. So ultimately, we should always try to get that positive aspect, how to engage with others in a positive way, and how to accomplish certain service, and how to make a better relationship, which is going to benefit a bigger amount of population and giving a better impact to society. That's the most what I would say in that. Tulasi Priya. Yeah, our goal is to make them sankirtan friendly, so that people are just favorable towards Krishna consciousness. That's great. That should be the goal. Maybe they will not become chanter of the Hare Krishna, but they will be positive, and that's great. So we had friends, and then we can move ahead. Okay? Goshtakur Prabhu and Janmashtami Prabhu, those two comments are going to be the last, because we were speaking already for 40 minutes. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, you're right. It's a matter of intelligent balance and left, right. And it requires both directions sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
There's something happening that is not totally healthy about.
Thank you. I think it's a very relevant example, and it's the matter of balance and proper guidance, I guess. Those leaders there, they made a mistake in terms of they just let it loose in terms of execution of the whole operation. Ultimately, you're right. Purity and the goal should be always there. Janmashtami Prabhu, then Rasa Mandala Prabhu, and we are going to close. Absolutely right. More or less, what was required for everything we are doing is proper, good, strong sadhana. Then you're able to carry your mission in a proper way. Otherwise, if there is no sadhana, then it's very difficult, and I guess that's one of the main things what they are doing, devotees in Chaupati temple, all of them should have exemplary sadhana, and that's like a foundation for any further success. That means keeping the goal in mind and not being diverted in any other direction. Thank you. Rasamandala Prabhu Yadunadana Maharaj. Somehow, that means to be socially responsible, you know. If they raise a hand... But we have Krishna.
The Sai Baba, the Catholic University, the Amma, the Catholic University, we are conquering the world.
But we are the best, we are the best. That's not a problem.
Misconception that's quite prevalent, and that is if something's dangerous.
Thank you. Okay, we will now close the class. I will just read once again Prabhupada's statement on social responsibility. The highest development of Krishna conscious understanding will be when you are able to give anyone the truth, but in a such a manner that they will respond in a positive way. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna consciousness and social responsibility ki jai, conquering of the world ki jai.